The Minimalist Entrepreneur by Sahil Lavinja is a practical guide for entrepreneurs who want to build successful businesses without sacrificing their personal lives or well-being. The author, a successful entrepreneur himself, challenges the conventional wisdom that more is always better and instead advocates for a minimalist approach to entrepreneurship. He argues that by focusing on the essentials and cutting out the excess, entrepreneurs can create businesses that are more efficient, sustainable, and ultimately more successful. Lavinja's approach is grounded in his own experiences as the founder of Gumroad, a startup that allows creators to sell digital products directly to consumers. He shares his successes and failures, along with actionable advice for readers who want to apply his minimalist principles to their own businesses. From setting clear goals and priorities to streamlining workflows and minimizing distractions, the Minimalist Entrepreneur provides practical guidance for entrepreneurs who want to do more with less. More isn't always better. While it may seem like having more resources, employees, or features would lead to greater success, it can often lead to unnecessary complexity, inefficiency, and added costs. Instead, Lavinja proposes that entrepreneurs should focus on doing less but doing it well. By embracing minimalism, entrepreneurs can identify the essential components of their business and optimize their resources accordingly. This approach allows them to build a more sustainable and efficient business model that is better suited for long-term success. Minimalism also fosters creativity, innovation, and problem-solving by forcing entrepreneurs to think outside the box and find new ways to achieve their goals. It encourages entrepreneurs to think critically about their business model and focus on what truly matters, rather than getting bogged down in unnecessary details. Lavinja argues that less can often be more in the world of entrepreneurship. By doing less but doing it well, entrepreneurs can achieve greater success and build a more sustainable and efficient business. Building with constraints. Often, entrepreneurs view constraints as a limitation or a negative aspect of their business. However, Lavinja argues that constraints can actually help entrepreneurs to focus on what is essential and find new solutions to problems. Constraints can take many forms, such as limited time, resources, or expertise. By embracing these limitations, entrepreneurs can create more efficient and effective business models. For example, when faced with a limited budget, an entrepreneur may be forced to become more creative with their marketing efforts or to find new ways to streamline their operations. Moreover, constraints can also help entrepreneurs stay focused and avoid distractions. By working within the limitations of their business, entrepreneurs can stay true to their vision and achieve their goals. When faced with too many opportunities or options, it is easy to become overwhelmed and lose focus. The chapter provides examples of successful entrepreneurs who have built their businesses with constraints, such as Dropbox's Drew Houston, who launched his product with a limited budget and a small team. By doing so, Houston was able to create a product that met the needs of his customers while staying true to his vision. Your business is a system. Viewing a business as a system is an important concept for entrepreneurs to understand. This means seeing the organization as a cohesive whole rather than a collection of disparate functions. By doing so, entrepreneurs can better understand the interconnections between different parts of the business and make informed decisions about how to optimize and grow the organization. To create an effective business system, entrepreneurs must work to ensure that each component is optimized and aligned with the overall goals of the organization. This means understanding the interconnections between different departments and functions and working to ensure they are working together in a cohesive way. Regular evaluation and optimization of the business system is also crucial. As the organization grows and evolves, it's important to continually refine and improve the system to ensure it remains efficient and effective. Overall, understanding a business as a system is an important aspect of building a successful organization. By optimizing each component and working to align them with the overall goals of the organization, entrepreneurs can create a cohesive and sustainable business model. Before you build, you must understand. To start a successful business, entrepreneurs must first conduct extensive research to understand their target market, industry trends, and competition. This research helps entrepreneurs identify unmet needs or opportunities within the market and develop a unique value proposition that sets their business apart from others. To effectively understand the market, entrepreneurs must also take into account the needs and desires of their potential customers. This includes developing a deep understanding of customer demographics, preferences, and pain points. In addition to understanding the market, entrepreneurs must also consider the underlying systems and processes necessary to support their business. This includes identifying the technology, infrastructure, and team members needed to effectively execute their business plan. Ultimately, taking a strategic and informed approach to starting a new business is crucial for success. By conducting thorough research and understanding both the market and the necessary infrastructure to support the business, entrepreneurs can create a strong foundation for a sustainable and successful organization. Experiment often. To create an effective and successful business, entrepreneurs must be willing to experiment and gather data to make informed decisions. This involves taking a scientific approach to testing and iterating on ideas, rather than relying solely on intuition or assumptions. The concept of validated learning is important for entrepreneurs to adopt, which involves conducting experiments to test assumptions and gather data to guide decision-making. This helps to minimize the risk of failure and make better decisions. Speed is also an important factor in the experimentation process. Entrepreneurs should be willing to launch and iterate quickly, gathering feedback and making changes along the way. This can help to ensure that the business is constantly evolving and improving, and that the entrepreneur is staying ahead of the competition. Overall, the chapter emphasizes the importance of continuous experimentation and iteration in the business process. By being willing to test and gather data, entrepreneurs can make informed decisions and create a more effective and successful business model. Speed and simplicity. Speed and simplicity are critical components for building a successful business. Entrepreneurs must be able to move quickly and efficiently, while keeping their processes and products simple. In today's fast-paced market, being able to move quickly and adapt to changes is key to staying competitive. Speed requires taking risks, making quick decisions, and launching products and services rapidly. By adopting a mindset of continuous improvement, entrepreneurs can launch their products quickly, gather feedback and data, and iterate based on that feedback. This approach can help entrepreneurs stay ahead of the competition and ensure that their business is constantly evolving and improving. Simplicity, on the other hand, involves focusing on what truly matters and eliminating unnecessary complexity. By keeping business processes and products simple, entrepreneurs can create a streamlined and efficient operation that is easier to manage and scale. This approach can also lead to better user experiences and higher customer satisfaction. In summary, speed and simplicity are two critical components that entrepreneurs must focus on to build a successful business. By prioritizing speed and simplicity, entrepreneurs can create a more efficient, effective, and competitive business model. Optimize for your customer. Here, Lavingia emphasizes the importance of putting the customer at the center of everything a business does. This means understanding the needs, wants, and pain points of the customer and designing products, services, and experiences that meet those needs. To optimize for the customer, businesses must first identify who their ideal customer is. This involves creating detailed customer personas that describe the characteristics, behaviors, and motivations of the target customer. By understanding the customer on a deeper level, businesses can create products and services that are tailored to their specific needs and preferences. Once businesses have identified their ideal customer, they must continuously gather feedback from them. This can be done through surveys, interviews, and user testing, among other methods. By gathering feedback, businesses can understand what is working and what is not, and make improvements based on that feedback. Another key aspect of optimizing for the customer is focusing on the customer experience. This means creating a seamless and enjoyable experience for the customer at every touchpoint. From the website to the product itself, every aspect of the customer experience should be designed with the customer in mind. Finally, businesses must be willing to make changes and adapt based on customer feedback. This means being open to new ideas and being willing to pivot when necessary. By continuously optimizing for the customer, businesses can create a loyal customer base and set themselves apart from the competition. Culture is a product. In this chapter, Lavinia discusses the importance of building a strong and positive company culture. He argues that a company's culture is just as important as its product or service, as it can have a significant impact on employee morale, productivity, and retention. To create a strong culture, businesses must first define their values and mission. These should be communicated clearly to all employees and serve as a guide for decision-making and behavior within the company. By having a clear set of values, businesses can create a sense of purpose and direction for their employees. Another important aspect of building a positive culture is fostering an environment of trust and transparency. This means encouraging open communication and collaboration among employees, and being transparent about company goals and decision-making processes. Lavinia also emphasizes the importance of investing in employee development and growth. This can include offering training and development programs, providing opportunities for advancement, and recognizing and rewarding employee contributions. By investing in their employees, businesses can create a culture of learning and growth and attract and retain top talent. Finally, Lavinia argues that a positive culture should be reflected in every aspect of the company, from the office space to the company's interactions with customers and partners. By creating a positive and consistent brand experience, businesses can reinforce their values and build a loyal customer base. Overall, the chapter emphasizes the idea that a company's culture is not something that can be ignored or taken for granted. By investing in a strong and positive culture, businesses can create a competitive advantage and set themselves apart from the competition. Maintaining minimalism. Maintaining minimalism emphasizes the importance of maintaining a minimalist approach as a business scales and grows. The author asserts that as a company expands, it can become tempting to add more features or services in an attempt to appeal to a broader customer base. However, the author argues that adding complexity can lead to confusion and a diluted product. Instead, the author suggests that companies should continue to focus on their core values and mission and resist the temptation to stray from what has made them successful. The chapter also discusses the importance of staying flexible and adapting to changes in the market. While it is essential to maintain a minimalist approach, companies should also be willing to adjust their strategies as necessary to remain competitive. The author encourages businesses to continually evaluate their products or services and assess whether they align with their overall mission and values. In addition to maintaining a minimalist approach and being adaptable, the chapter also stresses the significance of cultivating a culture of continuous improvement. Companies should strive to consistently evaluate their processes and seek feedback from customers and employees to identify areas for improvement. By doing so, companies can remain true to their minimalist approach while still growing and evolving with the changing market. Conclusion: The Minimalist Entrepreneur provides valuable insights and practical advice for entrepreneurs who want to build successful businesses with limited resources. The book emphasizes the importance of simplicity, experimentation, and a customer-focused approach in creating a sustainable business model. The author emphasizes the need to view a business as a system and to continuously evaluate and optimize all aspects of the business to maintain minimalism. By following the principles outlined in this book, entrepreneurs can achieve greater efficiency, agility, and innovation in their businesses. Overall, The Minimalist Entrepreneur offers a refreshing perspective on entrepreneurship that challenges the conventional belief that more is always better. It is a must-read for anyone who wants to build a business that is both successful and sustainable in the long term.